Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 331, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. It's a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it is, of course, Thursday, March 28th, 2024.
Man, it's a doozy. It's National Triglycerides Day, you know what I mean? Shout out to your heart health. Also, National Black Forest Cake Day, National Something on a Stick Day, and National, oh, what a perfect day for our guest and myself, National Weed Appreciation Day.
Hey, oh, wow. But we did about, it on purpose. We did
but
it
we're
on
talking
purpose.
About invasive weeds, not the cannabis.
Oh, not, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that, that's 420.
That weed appreciation, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. There.
Fuck
yeah.
They. Yeah.
There's a
328 is the real 420 that people know.
Hey, man, like, that's a new thing in gardening. It's like, weeds are just like a frame of mind, man. Like, you think they're weeds, but I think they're actually beautiful plants.
Exactly.
Eaten. I think you can eat a lot of weeds. You can eat dandelions.
Yeah, dandelions. I know that shit. Yeah.
Have you had a dandelion salad? I've seen people do that, but I'm like, I don't think I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, I ate dandelions when I was a kid, just because.
Oh, you're getting choked up.
I'm getting choked up. I ate dandelions when I was a kid just because they were everywhere, and, you know, I was hungry. But they're
bitter
as fuck.
Wait, you're eating the shit? Like blowing the fuck, like that in that stage when you blow the shits off?
No, the yellow one.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to like be like.
I thought you were like, yo, let me get a bite of that.
I definitely like cotton candy. They're the cotton candy of the yard. Right.
It's all
yard
natural
waste.
Cotton candy. Yeah.
I definitely got some of that shit in my mouth before I knew how to like control my breath very well. You know, blow, then suck, and it catches when it's sucking in.
Yeah.
I mean, in fifth grade, we read that book about the kid who gets lost in the woods or whatever, and he makes a dandelion salad, and my fifth grade teacher made us go out and gather the stuff and make it, which I don't know if that was a good idea, but we did.
Yeah.
It's you can weird. Eat anything. It's like, yeah, no, I can't. That's actually really bad advice to give kids.
Yeah.
Anyways, my name's Jack O'Brien, aka it might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby. Jack O'Brien. That is courtesy of Panoramic View on the Discord. Yeah, I mean, it might. I know what you're gonna say. This sounds crazy, and you think I'm lying, but I'm not. Jack O'Brien.
That's,
you know, just my name. I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
It's Miles Gray. You already know. I'm the Lord of Lancashire, and I'm also the Shogun with no gun, because that's what my
people
dad
are
going to
say. That's crazy, though, Miles. I
that's what they
you.
Say.
They're
going to say, got no gun.
Wait,
hey,
Miles
look.
Gray? That's great. Come on.
Him?
No,
no gun?
Way.
Do you know, look, you got guns, you're going to have gun problems, as my wise father always said. So, you know what? Just stay away from it. Stay away
and
from
they're
the going
to call you baby yeah. when they do it. They're going to say, baby.
Baby.
It might sound crazy. Baby, that sounds crazy. Miles Gray? That sounds crazy, baby. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a brilliant actor, comedian, writer, podcast host who you know from countless podcasts, her show, TV I Say with Ashley Ray, and the new stand-up special, Ice Cream Money, which is so funny. You must go out. Oh, shit, I didn't know that was going to rhyme. You must go listen to it immediately, you dummy. It's available for purchase now, available streaming. Please welcome the brilliant, the talented Ashley Ray!
Ashley!
Hey, I am so happy to be here.
It's great to have you. Always great to
have you. So happy to have you.
Thank you. What a wonderful introduction. My goodness.
Yeah. You have the good kind of homework ahead of you. I don't know if you, but you were telling us that you have like a task that sounds insurmountable to me, a non pot smoker who when I would smoke pot, I would, you know, have existential crises and just realize things about myself I didn't want to know. But you're going to be judging some Mary Jane, I think is what the kids call it.
That's what we call it. We're still calling it that, the Mary Jane. Or they call it Riz or something now. I don't know. But
that's right.
I'm a judge in the Emerald Cup. It is California's, I think, biggest weed competition. It's every category, tincture, edibles, vapes. Last year, I was in the vape category. Oof. I had to smoke 230 vapes in a month and a half.
Holy shit.
And this year, I still have so many of them. Like, I've never bought a vape again. Like, I just have a basket full of vapes. And anytime someone comes over, I'm like, please
take ahead.
some weed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's this year I'm in the pre-roll category.
That's
so I have to smoke like 300 joints. We have to try every single person that enters a pre-roll pack, a single joint, whatever it is. We got to try every single one. And then we meet every week and we talk about how which ones we like. There's a very detailed graph. It's serious weed smoking, okay? It's not for, you know, this isn't some stoner. No,
that's a lot of dandelions that you're going to be burning through.
a lot of dandelions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Like, that's a cool way to judge anything, though, is to, like, have it be sort of salon style where you kind of, like, get the group together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is that how... Like, I feel like the Oscars don't have that much thought put into them, and they're, like, the most famous awards. Like,
that's true.
Yeah. You know, they don't, like, watch a thing, come back, be like, hey, this was dope, right?
They do the thing where they're like, hey, what movies were winning awards from the other award shows?
Yeah, exactly.
I see that.
Oh, yeah. They don't even watch everything. But no, we try single thing, and then we sit on a Zoom and... You hear very passionate 40 to 50 year old men defend weed, and it is one of my favorite things in the world.
Wow. What can you give me just an example of like something, so like an argument you've heard on one of those?
Oh,
like,
I mean, the vape is a really tough category. It's kind of where they start you because you have to really prove yourself, because a lot of people get distracted with vape and just like an exciting flavor. You know, they're like, it tastes so good. But no, this is a group where we sit down and we're like, what about ease of use? How was the packaging? You know, was this an easy button charging experience? Is it too much plastic? There's a lot that you know, we look into. And then they hate when something has like a fake flavor and is just about the flavor. It's so there was there was this girl who like loved this raspberry vape thing. And I also thought it was good. I was on her side. I was like, girl, me, you, this raspberry gelato, it's tasty. And everyone else was just like, absolutely not. How dare you? No, there's not on this God's green earth will I let that into my top 10 category. And we were just like, Wow. It's good though, and it made me hot.
at least it's a sophisticated flavor, like raspberry gelato.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, that so you don't have the dirty feeling that is like trying to appeal to like get 8-year-olds to smoke weed.
Right.
Yeah. You know, this is for
birthday
an adult
cake.
Pothead. Yeah.
I mean, they have that too. I mean, like they there's do a company have that. Called Jeters that
Oh, for
they,
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Have, there's
I'm just
one
saying,
there's
like this one at least sounds a little bit less shady.
Well, the flavors are so aggressive. Like, you think you're stroking out because how vivid. Like, there's even pre-rolls. Like, there's a company, Jeters, that have this one that's like a horchata one. That first time I smoked, I was like, ah! Like, in my mouth. I was like, yay!
It's for
real. And I'm like, this shit is devil. This is the devil, though.
Yeah, I was like, this is some chemical. I should not be inhaling this.
100%.
Like, and of course, I tried it because I was like, sounds delicious. But I didn't want that. That wasn't
what
I wanted.
Yeah, you're smoking a car air freshener at that point.
Yeah, when I vaped like nicotine, I started out being like, this mango shit is like crazy. It tastes like mango. But like eventually it's just too monotonous. It's like too much. And like I ended up wanting the one that like tasted the worst. That like tasted the most like dirt because that's what cigarettes taste like, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd just be like, yeah, give me the do you have like car exhaust? That's what I'm going for. Just
looking
give me
for gravel
straight dirt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ashley, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell the listeners a couple of things we're talking about. The Supreme Court is once again dealing in hypotheticals because they need to make up the scenarios that
Court of
are going to scare the Christians. So we'll talk about that. Speaking of the Christians, new hot product just dropped.
Ooh.
I haven't checked StockX yet to see if you can get this on there, but Trump Bibles, baby. God bless the USA Bibles.
Yeah. We're
we'll
here,
talk
finally.
About that. Jesus
Can't
Christ.
Wait. Can't wait.
Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, this feels like a new low. To me, like it just
somehow
just a new level of like on the nosedness. Just I don't know.
When
so
I read the Bible,
funny.
I'm like, this is too foreign. So
yeah, I need this to be more American.
Finally,
right.
We're going to talk about companies trying to cash in on the upcoming solar eclipse, which is coming up in a little over a week,
and
it's the total solar eclipse of the hut.
Oh,
of the hut is the Pizza Hut.
Oh, the Pizza Hut. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Total eclipse of the hut.
Oh, no.
But it's happening on April 8th. It's probably a little too late to make your plans. I was immediately like, all right, who do I know who's in the path of this shit?
Yeah.
I'm going to take my kids there because this looks tight.
You're late, bro.
Right?
You're too late.
It's too late. Yeah.
They're all the friends' guest rooms are full and all the hotels are gouging people. We'll get to it. But before we do, Ashley, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
I've been on a deep dive to find some rare documentaries from Sky TV lately.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Sky TV is a British cable channel, and it's like it's not streaming. It's a cable channel. Like, you need a British cable box. So I've been doing so many deep. They have just some great stuff over there. Like, first, they got a Boeing doc. So good. But I wanted to watch this one specifically. It's called Tell Them You Love Me. If you're familiar with the Anne Steubenfield case from 2014, she was a facilitated translator who worked with disabled people. And she was assigned to this guy, DJ. He was like 30 years old. She was a little older than him. She's this married lady, nice white lady. And the family is like, yeah, let this white nice lady help our son talk. He's nonverbal and, you know, lives in a wheelchair. And she was like, yeah, we can use a keyboard and I can help guide his hand and he'll be able to spell words. And at first, like, it seemed legit. They thought, okay, yes, I think she's really helping him. He's saying stuff. But then slowly they were like, everything she's saying he likes seems weird. Like, she's saying he likes classical music and red wine. And we don't think, like, our brother has never, like, experienced anything around that.
Right.
And then one day she's like, so actually, DJ and I are in love. We have been making love. I'm leaving my husband and we're going to be together. And the family is like, what? He's literally disabled. Like, the courts have said he has like the mental age of probably like a 7-year-old. Like, he can walk a bit and talk, but like, you know. And she's like, no, like, he's brilliant. Like, look at all the stuff he said. And then another psychiatrist and doctor was like, so this lady's been talking to herself on this keyboard. Like, he
Anyone style.
Yeah, like anyone else who tried to do it with him, he couldn't spell anything. Or they would like be like, okay, you know, she said he's able to take college classes. They would show him a picture of a key and be like, can you spell what this is? And he couldn't do it. And it was just like, she's just been talking to herself.
Wow. But do you think she knows it? Or is it like when you're doing like Ouija with your friends and you're like, oh shit, it just spelled my name. But like, you're just kind of like doing it, but it's like an unconscious part of you.
No, she believes it because she's in the documentary. They got her in the documentary. They got her in the doc. Wow. The family is in the doc. Everybody's in it.
Oh, is this a Louis Theroux joint?
You know what? I think it is. Yeah.
Wow.
It is so good.
Just generally the concept of like British documentaries about like the Boeing one. I'm going to go seek that out. Like when I went abroad for a semester to Ireland to learn Irish and like the documentary, good day, m'lady. And the documentaries they were showing us in class were like a philosophy class. They like showed us the documentary about America in like, you know, just like this new perspective that you just don't get in the US.
Right.
Like that's like, oh yeah, no, you're part of like the evil empire. Like look at what this military incursion into Peru that like you didn't even know about. And it's like the evilest shit you've ever seen. Like it's good to get that outside perspective and you don't have to read subtitles.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
The
best part.
Subtitles.
I mean, and you know, Netflix now, they buy international docs and they just dub over them. They just dub it with English. So you can watch anything now.
Oh, wow.
Got Morgan Freeman working overtime. Just coming in.
It's a living.
Damn, that Anne Steubenfield shit. I had never heard that.
There was a deep dive New York Times article on it. Like, go read that. Like, it's start there and you're going to be like, oh, I need to go watch this documentary. Yeah. It's like the first time anyone involved in the case has actually talked about it.
I mean, like, there's no space to think that this, like, Anna Stubblefield person was like, I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. Like, she just comes off as a straight up predator.
Yeah. And it's one of those docs where they let her just, like, talk herself off a cliff where she's like, no, like, you know, sometimes we would argue with each other and I would be like, oh, I won't change what you said. And it's so clear that what she's saying is impossible. And like, even the people around, like she had him in a college class and they interview the professor and she's like, I never thought, it never seemed like he was engaging. It never seemed like he was the one giving these answers. I never believed it was him because it so clearly was just this white lady sitting next to him.
Wow.
So it's, but in her head, she is 100% like, no, it was all real. And her husband like left her and wrote the court a letter that was just like, she's manipulative. She is a pathological liar. Mm. She should go to jail forever.
She was a professor of philosophy at holy shit.
Yeah, she was like really legit. And she had helped a lot of people. So that on the other hand, a lot of like disabled rights activists were like, no, like, wait, we like her. She's done a lot of good work. Like, she's not entirely wrong about this stuff.
Right.
But I think it's in this case, she was very wrong. And
fucking grim.
Yeah. Some
consequences without spoiling anything.
Yeah. Damn. I want to give a shout out to someone in a Reddit thread I found in my deep Google search who posted an illegal link to watch it. And so I was finally able to find it. So thank you. That's my deep Google search is that
shout
I found it.
Shout out to Daily Motion.
Some person in Reddit. Daily Motion.
Daily Motion, where most shit is probably there if they took it off YouTube.
The thread is called, wait, who is Anna Stubblefield? That's crazy. What is something you think is underrated?
I just got a new water bottle. It's an Owala. Everybody's talking about them. And I was like, this is nonsense. This is not going to be.
Oh, whoa. Throw your Owalis in the sky.
Wave from side to side.
No diddy.
It is everything they say it is. It is better than everyone told me. It is so good. I'm obsessed with this stupid water bottle. I bought accessories for it. I made There's accessories. I made fun of the Stanley girls. I was like, who gets accessories for a water bottle? Right. I got this. I carry it with me everywhere. I'm like, oh, you can get an AirPod holder for this thing. Oh, I can get like a, I can get like, yeah, you get like a little hand sanitizer thing that goes on the side.
Well, you don't want your wallet to be lonely, so you have to get a second one for it to play.
I got like colorful boots to decorate it. I am so, it's better than everyone said. It's so good.
I didn't know about it because I was like, at the end of last year, I got one at a White Elephant party. And like, when like I had, everyone was like, ooh, and I'm like, what the fuck is everybody ooing about? Is this a fucking water bottle? And then I drank. I was like, oh, it's got the built-in straw. Okay, I see what you're doing here. I think that's just like the one thing that makes it slightly different. But again, I have so many fucking, like, you know, like if it's like the one promotional gift everyone fucking has been handing out the last 5 years, or like Hydro Flask with some brand name on it or whatever. I have such a collection that, yeah, I'm having to like look at some of them sideways and be like, if you don't have the built-in straw,
yeah,
you're just a little can basically with a lid.
And it needs to have a straw cover, because I'm not sure. I don't like the whole raw straw in the air deal. That's why I hate the Stanleys too, because ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, wallet, it's just it's collecting gross. Germs.
And it's up to you. You can sip it or straw it, basically.
But it has a cover. Real, it's so, yeah, I'm using the straw every time. I drink so much more water. I know everyone is telling you they're good. They're better than you think. And the colors are pretty. I'm all in on it. Sorry. Better than Stanley.
And you can buy them retail price.
Yeah, they're not that expensive. And they're saying it's the queer Stanley, frankly. That's what the streets are saying. That's what the kids say.
Oh, is that the streets are saying?
Is there that Owala is the queer Stanley? So think about that. Think about that in yourself.
Well, I will use mine with pride because it's a beautiful thing, and it's that built-in straw. That's the
Stanley
thing.
Stanley is very cishet coded. Like, you can just
Very coded, very coded.
Yeah, but it goes both ways. It's a bisexual water bottle, and
right.
I support that.
What's something you think is overrated?
Right now, I'm going to go with mental health. I just think being well mentally is overrated right now at this point in my life and in time. I'm really just leaning into mental illness. Let's just let it go. You know, let's just lean it. Like, if you're depressed, watch as many murder sad documentaries as you can. Let's just see what happens. That's, you know, I feel like I'm a bit weak. I gave mental health a shot, and Let me just go the other way for a bit.
Yeah, for you, just like, I've leaned one way, I'm going to lean the other and see where I net out.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah,
I've been watching so many things that are to improve myself or reading. No. You know what? I sat and I binged a 4-episode documentary about some YouTuber I've never heard of in my life who, like, groomed a bunch of people. It was sad and dark, but I leaned in. Now I know about this person.
Yeah. Which documentary? Because I feel like there's always a fucking documentary about YouTubers that are grooming people.
What is his, like, Osirin?
Onision?
Onision in real life. Yeah, I'd never heard of this guy. And the whole time I was like, what's his name? Orion? Onanion?
Yeah.
And I felt like the oldest person in the world because everyone else was like, he's very well known.
It's so wild too. Like, I do the same thing. Like, it's weird when, like, I see something on the internet that has like millions of views and like this like YouTuber, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I've never heard of Onion Sun.
What the fuck is this? But too have fallen down the Onision.
Oh, yeah. And that broke me a bit mentally. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then you're like, what do I need mental health for?
What do I need?
YouTube video did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm off the cliff now. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes I'm doing mental health wrong, but when I'm focusing too much on how I'm feeling, I feel like I tend to, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm thinking about my mental health and thinking about how I'm feeling and how happy I am, like, that fucks me up, because then if I feel bad, it's like,
then you're like, you're fucking up.
I feel bad about feeling bad, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, just like, I don't know.
Not great. So
that's why you just have to create. I just think of it more of like just putting yourself in the right environment.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like,
that's right.
Than being like, am I 1000% happy? Like, ecstatic going off. I was like, no, man, I just need to make sure like I'm in a good, I'm always putting myself in the right environments, creating myself the right.
You know what? I throw that all out the window and Just go, just ball. Do what you want to do. Just do it for the story. Don't even think about how you feel. What do you want? How does it feel right now?
Right.
That's what's underrated.
There you go. All right. That and Owala, obviously. Yeah. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about the Supreme Court. What are those crazy kids getting up to?
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We are back.
And this is the Supreme Court of Hypotheticals.
Yes, my lord. Yes, my lord. Allow me to present to you a case that might happen. And then let's restrict people's rights based off of this. And Tuesday yeah. was no different. The Supreme Court heard arguments in FDA versus Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine. And this is the case that will potentially could determine the fate of the abortion pill mifepristone. And the gist of their argument of this group, the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, is that the FDA just went mad by approving the drug over 2 decades ago and have betrayed, they use the words betrayed women and girls by not looking into the drug enough for its potential harmful side effects. Just up top, this drug is considered by the American Medical Association as safe as Tylenol. But the case is deploying. Now, this is coming from the Alliance for Defending Freedom, the ADF. And they're using one of their signature tactics here, which is hypothetical. I was on my hypocritical.
Hypothetical.
Yeah. You're in it.
I took my hypothetic oath. hypothetical scenario. Again, we talked about this group probably like the end of last year, maybe it was last June. They were the same people that went after anti-discrimination laws and went to the Supreme Court. And they're like, this lady in Colorado who designs websites, she would get in trouble according to these anti-discrimination laws.
It's the same people.
Yes, for saying no to a gay couple that wanted a wedding website. And then when you looked in, that lady was barely a fucking legitimate web designer. That was a very charitable description of her. And they faked her entire story about even being approached by a gay couple, which was the whole point of them being like, and this is the damage that could be
could
done.
Not right. Find a single example of the crime that they were trying to be outraged about.
But the Supreme Court did not care. So in this instance, they are
right,
saying
the Supreme
that,
Court found on like what side yeah, ruled ADF, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
So in this great. Case, they're saying the member of this small anti-abortion doctor coalition might one day have to care for a patient suffering a rare and severe complication from an FDA-approved pill. The case speculates, quote, that doctor might be forced to administer that patient an emergency abortion, violating their anti-abortion convictions. And God that's damn. Why we need to put an end to the wide distribution of mifepristone and have people search out, seek maybe less safe and dodgier options. And so, you know, now they are just saying that basically this whole drug is just so dangerous. And that's another thing. It's like, that's why it's like, because that's, it's so dangerous that one of these doctors might have to do an abortion that they don't believe in. Completely ignoring the fact that doctors can, they have like, there are laws that like, that allow a doctor to be like, I can't in good conscience do this. I would like to refer it to another person. You're not, no one's got a gun to you and be like, yo, you need to go through it. Like, that's just not how it works. But again, this is the reality they're setting up, and that the drug is so dangerous. And again, you look at the fucking things they put out. A study in the journal Nature Medicine looked at 6,000 medication abortions provided by virtual clinics, found that 98% of them were effective without any additional intervention, and 99.8% were, quote, not followed by serious adverse events. And throughout the course of this case, the Alliance of Defending Freedom has pointed at like junk science that has regularly been debunked by study after study when it comes to mifepristone. And then even the studies that they're like, see, this actually furthers our arguments about why this is so dangerous. Those studies were pulled by medical journals because they were rife with, quote, fundamental problems, incorrect factual assumptions, material errors, and misleading presentations. Not to mention that they were written by people that were affiliated with anti-abortion groups. So it's just like propaganda from the start. And again, like you look at like the scenarios, right? Like this hypothetical, these doctors are not the ones that are even prescribing the mifepristone in the first place. They say they face imminent harm because the FDA was overzealous in approving it and making it widely accessible. And right now, it's not clear what the Supreme Court thinks, although they were asking the kinds of questions that may lead people to believe that they don't believe that this group has standing to challenge the FDA, because that would open up just like the FDA would be meaningless.
Basically. Just religion over FDA.
Yeah.
Over science. Like,
yeah. Over yeah.
Has anybody Which cited the well-known case of person comes in after a car crash and doctor says I can't operate on them because they are my son? And how could that be? Oh my God, women can be doctors too. But they, I mean, they were able to say I can't operate on this person. So why wouldn't abortion crazy doctor be able to say I can't do this?
Because that's not
the type of medicine I practice. I built this, my career in a different way.
And then this doctor can go do it.
Yeah. But yeah, the obvious reason here, like that this case has even come up, is because medication abortions make up nearly 2/3 of the abortions in the nation. And again, this is another attempt at dragging the country back into the 19th century. That's why they're even evoking the Comstock laws of 1873 that were like, you cannot send lewd materials over the postal service, like leaves of grass.
Like the abortion pill is a lewd material.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of reaching. Like,
if you're ordering the abortion pill, you've already been doing something pretty lewd. So
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, but how do you? Again, this is just like they really did anything to try and get this case to the Supreme Court, and like now, like because they've done anything, they're just now. I mean, again, it's not that I'm counting on this group of very unserious judges to do what's right, but even for them, they're like, what? Are you sure about this thing? Like Brett Kavanaugh didn't even ask a question. Apparently, he was just kind of like, yeah, I'm just let somebody else ask something. This seems a bit off. And other justices, I think it was Kagan, was saying, where is your victim? Show me your victim. Show me the person who is damaged by this.
Yes.
Where is your case?
That should just be the first question that we always ask the right-wing people when they want to have a panic about you know, as we talked about earlier this week, human trafficking, like the version of human trafficking that they made up for the movie, like Taken or fucking The Sound of Freedom, like does not exist. It doesn't exist. You don't have a single case. Like, it is such a big fucking country. There is so much fucked up shit happening to people. You can't come up with a single case of a person being forced to get an abortion against their will, or like a religious doctor having to perform an abortion because woke laws, or, you know, like it's...
Or have a doctor perform an abortion? I mean, I'd imagine there probably are some cynical versions where someone was made to get an abortion.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. Okay. Yeah. Of this, there's no example of this, like, of religious doctor having, like, to perform an abortion against their will.
Just like what conservatives do on Twitter now with AI, where they're just like, this is what they're trying to take from us, and they hate all, and it's just like some AI thing of like everyone being black, and it's like DEI America, and it's like,
which
oh
is
no.
the new, yeah, which is the new,
the new way
slur,
of saying black is just DEI.
Did you see that they blamed the mayor of Baltimore? Yeah. They were like, look at the DEI
the
mayor.
DEI mayor.
Wait, what? The person who got 70% of the vote in Baltimore?
But yeah, I mean, it's this is what they do with anything that, you know, they code it to the point that it becomes a like a radioactive term. Like, you can't even say critical race theory, or you can't say fucking DEI, because they'll just keep hammering it away. I'm like, this is what they're trying to do.
It's all a DEI.
For them, they're like, I'm saying the N-word in my mind.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for a little solace for those of us who are just fed up with this fucked up country of ours, we've got a new product just dropped. The God Bless the USA Bible. It is the only Bible that is officially endorsed by Donald Trump, famous theologian Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Famous good Christian Donald Trump.
Yeah. Obviously. Let's let the man pitch it himself, and maybe people's minds will change after they hear, you know, what exactly he's trying to sell us on now.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration.
Anyway, so this goes on for 3 fucking minutes. And it's fucking
Who
useless.
Doesn't love it?
His favorite, his famous song, God Bless America. It's,
Yeah. It's $60, though. Yeah. $60 gets you into the door of salvation, though.
Yeah, it's not on StockX yet. I just checked. So we'll have to see what
demand
it's going
has
for,
an
what the street
supply,
value is.
Huh? Yeah.
But I don't know. He noted in his promotional video, it's time to make America pray again. And this wasn't his idea. NFTs probably weren't his idea, but he reportedly gets royalties.
Of course.
He's basically two shitty Bibles, what William Shatner is to Priceline.com. He's just, you know, out here.
I mean, there's a lot of people point to the fact that they're like, oh, yeah, famous Bible lover. I know we were saying, like, you know, noted Christian, but like a
it's
few years
book,
ago.
Miles.
Yeah,
I know.
He definitely reads, and he reads that one for sure.
Yeah, the when King James for sure.
Oh, yeah, of course. And this is great because I remember about the last time when he was on the campaign trail before the 2016 election. They were like, oh, man, you're talking that Bible shit, man. Why don't you tell us about your favorite Bible verses? And this is like that scene in The 40-Year-Old Virgin where Steve Carell has to lie about having sex.
Yeah.
Because he clearly hasn't. This is Donald Trump talking about how much he loves the Bible.
Okay. You mentioned the Bible. You've been talking about how it's your favorite book. And you said, I think last night in Iowa, some people are surprised that you say that. I'm wondering what one or two of your most favorite Bible verses are.
Well, I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into
verse that means a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
Even to cite a verse that
no,
you like.
No, I don't want to do that.
You're an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?
Probably equal.
I think it's just an incredible. The whole Bible is an incredible. I joke very much so. They always hold up the Art of the Deal. I say my second favorite book of all time. But I just think the Bible is just something very special.
Whoa.
Oh, it's so, special.
I love me just even hit him with total bullshit special. Question. Hey, so you're an Old Testament guy or a New Testament, guy?
Equal. Equal.
Yeah.
And how do you even fight that? You can't be like, nah, that doesn't even
probably
make sense.
Equal. I'd say probably equal.
What you like more? You like Reasonable Doubt or the Black Album?
Equal.
Probably equal.
I just think that Jay-Z is something very special.
Although I don't like that one song, Dead Presidents. I will say it's a little bit too violent for me. Get money. But yeah, the whole fucking, it's too personal. Like, come on. Like that. There's not a single Christian who talks like that. Like, no. He can't even talk like a Christian. He would probably be like, just make something up.
Yeah.
Right.
You could be like, well, that's not really the verse. I love the whole creation story because I really believe it helps.
No.
I love
too
that
much,
the
too much speed.
I love that there. The Bible is so personal and special that you can sell it for $60 and paste in the Constitution.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Bill of Rights. Like, that's how special it is. And some, 100%. I don't know, probably handwritten, like, lyrics of a song from some guy who was racist.
It is. The lyrics to God Bless the USA.
God
and the Pledge of Allegiance, which like doesn't feel that solemn. Like that feels a little, I don't know.
No,
the Pledge of Allegiance,
and even like the price, right? Like Bible doesn't cost $60, but in this version, they're like the reason, the logic here of why it is such a high price point is because it's the only Bible that is officially endorsed by Donald Trump. The fuck? This is where he's at now. Just let's just endorse shit that people have in their house.
And they'll buy it, though. They are going to buy it. It's probably sold out already.
No, you can still get it.
Oh, okay. Well, good to
know.
You
want one? I'll send one over.
I mean, I forget the Pledge of Allegiance sometimes, so it would be good to have it in a Bible.
yeah, exactly.
I just believe in end separation of church and state completely. And finally, there's a Bible that represents that for me.
Yeah.
There's no way he could like make it through a single book of the King James. Like there's just
no. I don't think he's made it through an entire church service in his life.
No. This is so fucking boring. Like that's what he would be saying.
Have a call. That's bad Trump. Yeah. That was a bad Trump impression. You both were nailing it. You were both so good.
It's all energetic. He's definitely the kind of guy who would be like, if there were smartphones when he was probably if ever in a church, he would just be glued to that fucking thing.
I
don't know. What's he saying? Did they have the snack with the grape juice yet?
Is this a new level of cynicism? Did I just like have a hard reset when I was asleep last night and like woke up and I'm just like, whoa, wait, where are we? This motherfucker's selling, but like just evil Hitler obsessed drug addled fascist is trying to squeeze more money out of his poor followers by selling them Bibles is just like, it just feels too obviously evil and stupid to like be a real thing that is happening. Like it just feels like a bad, work of satire at this point.
You feel like even someone on his side would be like, okay, come on, hold on a second. It's the Bible. This is the thing that we're supposed to really care about, dude.
You're saying this is your Bible?
Yeah.
You just did like a Supreme type collab with the Holy Bible.
The Bible.
But I guess that's kind of what he's on, like how Supreme does like really weird collaborations, like a pool table, a leaf blower or whatever. It is going to be like, yeah, man, I have Trump forks. I eat off a Trump plate. I use Trump paper napkins. It's just like that.
Yeah.
I guess that's the next logical step, because if we've already done like vacations, timeshares,
steaks.
Stupid real estate classes, exactly, steaks, sneakers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now the Bible. I think we have to get into like disposable goods now.
Yeah.
I feel like those sneakers probably like you don't hear much about those sneakers. I'm wondering, can our listeners who live in places that, you know, red states, let us know if they're seeing any of these around? Like just like as you're driving down the street, just like blinding you.
Yeah. Or the collectors are like, no, I got to keep it on a shelf, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Next to my Thomas Jefferson Trail of Tears commemorative plate set.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
Sorry, Andrew Jackson. I didn't mean to throw shade at Thomas Jefferson.
I've seen a few Cybertrucks, but I have not seen.
Seeing a Cybertruck in the wild is still pretty wild. It's fucking mind blowing.
Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah. Because what? Because you're so jealous?
Because I'm like, God damn it.
Fuck. I want it.
That guy thinks he's better than me.
And he is. He's so cool.
And he is. And he is. And he knows it. That's what I hate about him. Because I'm so in this car. And he's in Cybertruck.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and this is your notice that we are a little over 1 week away from total solar eclipse on April 8th. This is an especially rare event because its path of totality will be much wider than the 2017 eclipse, which was one of the first stories we covered on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So April 8th will be one of the last stories we cover. We're ending it. We just do what the sun tells us to, you know.
Right, and, exactly.
But this is going to give more Americans a clear view of the phenomenon than the last time. I'm on the record as saying, like, I haven't been in the direct path of any of these eclipse experiences, but like they've been mostly underwhelming in my experience.
It's because you got to be in the path of totality. Yeah.
You got to go on the path.
You got to be in the path of totality.
Yeah. But we still try. We still go out there and we're like, whoa, look, that light reflecting off the thing kind of has a crescent shape.
Yeah, wow, look at that. Look at the shadow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or do you use like binoculars or something and aim them so you can project the shadow onto the ground? I remember doing that as a kid.
Yeah, and then I go, honestly, I think I could look at it. I really don't think anything will happen if I look at it. I'm just
I've looked.
And my boyfriend goes, no. And I'm like, okay.
Come on.
I don't think anything would happen.
I've taken a sneaky look at the eclipse. I don't give a fuck.
I look at the sun every day in my life, basically.
You got to give it. I like to give a good solid 3 minutes of direct eye contact just, with the sun every morning.
When I wait, that's how I reset my day. Okay, that's how I elevate as a human. You need 3 minutes just eye contact with the sun.
Factory reset. I know we were saying you put a a hyper ice massage gun to the temple as a way to do a hard reset, factory reset on your brain. The new one. Go outside. Yeah. First thing you wake up, direct eye contact with the sun for three straight minutes.
Solar eclipse lasts for 4 minutes 27 seconds. So that's the ice bucket challenge of this solar eclipse is staring for the whole 4 minutes 27 seconds.
For 420, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Are you real? How much do you like solar eclipses, bro?
Come on.
Like, you've got like science people who are like, yeah, come no, on, we're for- traveling there. Oh yeah? You're about that? Then you look at it
then
raw.
Look at it.
Yeah.
You go
look
raw.
At it raw.
Go in with the eyes. Yeah.
Burn
raw.
The corneas.
Exactly. Yeah.
Spend the rest of your day blinking a lot because there's a big blind spot there.
Yeah, exactly.
The rest of your life blinking. But people are going nuts. I specifically, when our writer Jam put the story in the doc this morning, I immediately was like, oh shit, I better do something. And it's way too late. So these people aren't wrong. They're just more prepared than me. There's been a small spending boom across the country. Campgrounds and rental cars have sold out. Hotel rooms are getting booked up thanks to a massive number of tourists planning to visit states in the path of totality. Indiana, which, Ashley, isn't that where you hail from?
I am from the Midwest. I'm from Illinois.
You're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Illinois. Okay.
But I'll claim it as Midwest, but we are better than them.
Yes, yeah. Of course. Indiana is preparing to get 500,000 visitors.
That's a lot for Indiana. Who goes there? That's probably the most they've had in a while.
That's more than 7 times the attendance at the 2012 Super Bowl in Indianapolis. So they're in trouble.
Wow. I was going to say that's probably more than the last time the Colts were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's too many people. Some would say for a city like Indianapolis. But despite the fact that eclipses are totally free astronomical occurrences that anybody can witness, corporations besides, not just hotels are trying to monetize the eclipse as much as possible. This one sounds pretty good. Like, I'm actually not mad at this first one. Six Flags
I'm
in
mad
Texas.
At this first one.
You're mad at Six Flags?
Go on.
Yeah.
Six Flags in Texas is trying to get people to pay them to witness the eclipse while simultaneously trying not to puke on the Superman Tower of Terror with the Six Flags Fiesta Texas Solar Eclipse at the Park, aka Solar Coaster.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool. Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool as fuck. What's your problem?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Because I don't think the experience is going to be that cool, right? I think the hottest ticket would be what if you're, because I know those Superman rides, it's like basically a big J-shaped thing where they shoot you up to like fucking 700 feet in the air. And then you're like, you're back, like you're just looking straight up at the sky. I get maybe being that high up in it when an eclipse is happening.
No, you're
going to
be in line.
But that's like 40 people.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here.
It only lasts 4 minutes, so...
Yeah, exactly. I know, it's like one, like, it's actually between, like, deployments of the amusement car, so it's like no one actually ever gets
up there. Like, they're just getting on and off.
Dude, it's happening. Get off so we can go up. They're like, sorry, we missed it.
No, that's a really good point. Like, they are selling an idealized version of what this could be in your mind that is going to not happen for 99.9% of the people who pay them.
Yeah.
Most people are going to be in line.
Which, that's a good grift. That's a good grift.
It is a really good grift.
Better grift. I'll tip my hat to the grift part of it. I think the Delta one has me hooked a little bit more, but then realizing this will be a fucking problem. I don't know how fun it would be, but they're offering flights that basically follow the path of totality. And then you can basically, they're saying, unadulterated views from quote extra large windows. I'm sorry, it's just the fucking windows that are on the plane.
Is this a new plane? What are you doing to make the windows extra large? I don't trust this at all.
These are made by Boeing. I don't know if you've seen what the sides of their planes
not.
Do.
I am not
punch
doing,
them out yourself.
Yeah, not with everything going on with planes. I think there's a Mercury retrograde, and then I am not going to be on a plane during this.
But I can see like the appeal of being like, oh, you might be able to see like the land like become dark in these strips. Maybe that's cool. But then
I would like that.
If you only, but imagine what if this is like a one of those planes, like how big is a plane? Is it a three? Like they got three aisles or three rows in the fucking middle? Like what if you sit in the middle or if you have a fucking aisle seat? Then you're like, hey, man, can I get a little bit of a look? They're like, fuck you. I paid fucking $6,000 for this.
So did I. That's your fucking problem.
That's your fucking fault, bull. But yeah, that's, I mean, like, but, you know, I see they're doing a good job of, you know, dangling this like magical experience in front of you. But if you just think it out for like two or three steps, you're like, oh, wait. Oh,
yeah, like, why would I do this?
I feel like even the like news footage from the like places that are in the path of totality and previous eclipses, the people remind me, I think I said this before, of the interviews with people after they saw Phantom Menace. Like, you know, they like the when they had like the local news reports and they're like, and these Star Wars fans have been camped out for 72 hours for this. And we interviewed them like before going in and after. And then you like have them coming out and they're all like, yeah, it was, oh man, it's like, oh, it was cool. Yeah. So cool. Like it, they're like, is it as good as the other Star Wars? Better. Yeah, like, but you can tell, like, so the light has gone out, like, behind their eyes a little bit. Like, they're just like, nah, fuck. Like, put some part of them is coming to terms with the fact that it sucked. Like, I feel like I've seen that in some of the footage of, like, parents who have, like, taken their kids across the country to be there. And they're just like, yeah, I mean, we're in a field here and sure. It's cool. We're glad that it
happened. I remember, I think somewhere in Oregon was like the best place to see it the last time it happened in 2017.
I think that's right.
And I remember seeing footage of that and people like were like, yo, it got so fucking cold. All of us like, that shit together. I was like, okay, if I was fucking high, I would be like,
that'd be cool.
Wild. Yeah. But then it's 4 minutes and then you're like, oh.
And it's like, okay, well, that happened.
Yeah,
well, here we are.
Worth $2,500 for the overpriced plane, hotel, and cars.
Well, we'll have all the money we spent. That's the memory.
Right. When the fuck?
That's right.
When are we getting ours out here in LA? Come on, man.
Wasn't there?
Come on, God.
Wasn't there an eclipse out here? We had like a LA like mini eclipse or something.
We had a but not like a total. No, we were never in the path of totality.
We've never been path of totality.
Exactly. But I mean, like, while, you know, people like Delta are doing their shit, I'm glad that the fast food companies are also, they're on their game, too, making sure that they have solar eclipse-based puns, but really just offering nothing of substance.
Yeah. I mean, the Burger King is offering free Whoppers for that whole day for some reason.
I wouldn't eat a Whopper if it was free.
Yeah, I don't, I that mean, that connection, I'm not saying, I would, I actually would. I like a Whopper, but I think we're boycotted. Like, I don't know. I haven't had Burger King in years, so.
just for me, I was like, every time I've had a burger, like a Whopper, I'm like, I'm all right.
Huh. But then every other time it's bad, but when it hits, when the burger's so hot good. And the lettuce and tomato.
Yeah. White sauce.
It's perfect. And it only happens, It only happens on Whopper Wednesday. That's the one day that it's really
good. Right. Oh, man. Or an eclipse.
Yeah, during an eclipse. It's the one time. Maybe the Whopper.
I'll see.
Guys, we're actually going to like make the Whopper good this time.
Hey, we really put some fucking effort in, y'all.
Pizza Hut has a total eclipse of the Hut deal, which sounds like the New York Post headline after Pizza Hut goes out of business. Like, that's kind of weird that they've gone with that. But maybe that's what they're going for. They're like, this deal is too good. We're actually not going to survive it. But it's any large pizza for $12.
And any toppings. I think that's the big one there. Because that's where they get you is the toppings are extra.
The toppings will fuck you up.
Yeah.
$12 for as many toppings as you want.
Well, like, but I know recently you're like, you're not feeling Pizza the Hut. So would you entertain that?
Load that shit down.
Yeah.
I love I like pizza a topping full pizza. I love Supreme Pizza. Like, that's my shit. Yeah. So,
their thin and crispy is pretty good too.
You love Pizza Hut just generally?
Yeah. I loved the mini pizzas growing up as a kid. And so it just kind of became one of my favorite pizza spots for, you know, like cheap, fast pizza.
It's greasy.
It's better than like a Papa John's or Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was the guest that was saying that it's basically they're selling you Little Caesars pizza at a higher markup is how they describe Pizza
the
Hut.
The cheese is like, way better at Pizza Hut.
Okay,
but you know what? Crazy bread at Little Caesars, that's still
Little Caesars is in the lab. Little Caesars is experimenting with little pizza cupcakes or something. I just caught that out of the corner of my eye. And
they're struggling.
Not now, Little Caesars. Not now.
They're paying a lot of people on Twitter to promote it.
Yeah. They're like, please.
I can't deal with this right now.
They're like, eat ours from the ass end. You're like, what? That's like, I think that was one of the marketing when they had like the fucking wild ass crust on the side. They're like, eat it from the back.
Put it that way.
Or something. But yeah.
Eat it from the back.
We know how these online kids are. Yeah. They like eating ass. So eat it from the ass end. Little Caesar. Pizza.
Yeah.
Sun Chips have woken from their slumber. Yeah, again, another brand that we only think about once every 20 years. But Sun Chips will be selling a special eclipse-themed flavor, but only during the time of the eclipse. So you, in order to experience this, you will need to be, during the eclipse, spending that time on your laptop trying to buy Sun Chips.
Yeah.
It's available, like the marketing says, available for 4 minutes, 27 seconds.
This sounds dumb, but when I read the flavor, I was actually like, I would do it. I want to try it.
It's different enough that you're like, oh, okay. Because sometimes they'll be like, the flavor description will be so vague. They'll be like, it's like a combination of the dark side of the moon and the heat of the sun hitting your mouth in one go. And you're like, get to the point.
Yeah.
Pineapple, habanero, black bean, spicy Gouda chips.
That's right. Too many flavors.
I want to see. I'm like, how are we doing this?
I mean,
I think they have two options. They have pineapple habanero and black bean spicy Gouda.
Two stoners over here are like, yo.
Pile it on, bro. Black bean with pineapple.
Put that cacophony of flavors straight upon me tongue now. No way.
Okay, well, I'm going to buy them both and I'm going to eat them together. So whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So this next detail of this story is one of the rare things that made me say that's fucked up out loud. Despite everything we just said. So eclipse tourists are being screwed over by greedy hotels who are allegedly canceling reservations that were made over a year ago by people who were like on it. Like, we've known about this eclipse since the 1600s. So, like, you could have booked this shit way the fuck in advance.
You could have been prepared.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And they booked it over a year ago in order to, you know, be there for the eclipse. And the hotels are canceling those reservations because they're like, not fair. We weren't able to gouge you enough. And so basically trying to resell the room at a higher cost now that demand has risen. That should be the thing that starts the uprising.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. That.
There should be
fuck
a bunch
these
of
people.
Angry nerds starting a war.
No, like, that is so infuriating. And that they'll just, like, get away with it.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's the price gouging shit. It's the whole, like, you know, the fact that they don't mind just raising prices during the fucking pandemic because they can, and the mainstream media is just like, yeah, well, that's market cap forces at work. It's like, no, that's companies making record profits during a pandemic. Like, this drives me fucking crazy that it's just like market forces is a get out of morality term that they're just gonna used to fuck people over like forever. And like, that makes me so mad for some reason, canceling the reservations of the people who play, because like, that could never be me. I could never be the person who was like, oh, the thing's coming up in a year, like this would be a great experience for my kids, I'm gonna book it a year in advance and we'll like plan this thing. Like, that is, I look on those people like they are fucking professional athletes.
Yeah, I would never. That would never be me.
How? You're amazing. You are.
You should benefit.
I feel like though, Jack, if you did put in that effort, and then a fucking hotel canceled on you, you would be the main character in one of those like Uwe Boll
falling down. Yeah, like it would be. Yes, I would be. It would be over. for these hoes in the hotel industry.
These
hotels.
I'm burning it down. Yeah,
exactly. I would be so angry. I'm so mad. I've never been so mad on behalf of like complete strangers who just like kind of got screwed out of like some money.
Yeah.
But, well, I guess they got screwed out of the whole thing because like now all the hotels are booking up and so they're just like without reservations.
I mean, at the very least, like if in the most cynical version, they should be like, hey, man, we're thinking about canceling your reservation.
Yeah.
Somebody just offered us a fucking bag for your really comfortable. Your double twin room that you booked. You want to match? Maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
We're giving you first refusal on this one.
The other one that your people are probably more likely to fall victim to is the fake ass eclipse glass. The fake eclipse glasses, which will damage your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, you need, if they don't clearly state on the glasses that they have, quote, International Organization for Standardization, ISO 12312-2 certification. Do not buy those for your kids and you.
And make sure it's that dash two, not the dash one. You don't want to,
That one just means
you're like, dash one. No, that will accelerate the damage to your eyes. Yeah. I don't even know why
they won't have eyebrows or eyelashes.
It's going to burn it all off.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Back in 2017, Amazon recalled sketchy eclipse glasses sold through their site, but they did it just 2 days before the eclipse and ended up facing a class action lawsuit. So nobody's going to save you from capitalism is the message of this eclipse.
Maybe.
Eclipses have set off like big historic events, but in the past, maybe this will cause us to overthrow capitalism.
So something activates the whole country's Manchurian candidates that just like, what? Destroy our masters. It reminds me too of just like in like the height of the pandemic when everyone was like, oh yeah, these N95s I got, man. You want some? I got these.
And
they were not
N95s.
If they are not NIOSH approved or whatever, you're like, holy shit, here we go. And people just be like, those are joke sunglasses from someone's bar mitzvah that got canceled, man.
Don't you see that they have eyeballs attached to springs on it? Don't you see the fake mustache and the fake nose? Clearly,
that one still has it on. They forgot to rip it off that one. Oh, shit. All right, my bad.
All right. Well, Ashley, what a pleasure having you.
So fun.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can follow me at the Ashley Ray, wherever you follow people. And check out my album, Ice Cream Money, wherever you listen to music.
Yeah. It's really good. Everybody should check it out.
Yeah.
The reference to Joint's wrapping paper that you use to curl your hair is a deep cut. From the album.
That's an album ref. I got it. Yeah. I was like, okay, you listen. Yeah.
I got you. That's my material. Thank you.
You listened.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm just, it's a good one. Is there a work of media that you've been enjoying?
Yes, I'm sure everyone has been saying it, but I just Girls 5 Eva, the latest season. It's on Netflix. It's only 6 episodes. Go watch it. It's so, so good. Everyone loves it. But the numbers came out and people aren't watching it because they probably didn't hear about it when it was on Peacock and they don't know what it is. But now you can just watch the whole thing on Netflix. And it's so funny.
It's on Netflix now.
Yeah, it moved. Oh. There's a new season, and we need people to watch because we want Netflix to keep making it. So just go. It is just, if you miss comedies where it's just a joke every 5 seconds, you're gonna love this show. I know The Bear is great, and it's a comedy that makes you cry, but this is a comedy that'll make you laugh. So go check it out.
Damn, that's huge.
Yeah,
huge if true. Which I trust you.
It's true.
No, it's true.
Oh yeah.
No lies detected.
Miles, where can people find you? Is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, find me at Miles of Gray, wherever they got the at Miles of Gray, which is pretty much all the places. Find Jack and I on our basketball podcast, Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties, where I feel like maybe we jinxed the Bucks in that episode they fell to my mighty Los Angeles Lakers that I thought didn't have a fucking chance. But hey, great. Thanks, Ty Windish. Appreciate you. And also find me on 420 Day Fiancé, talking about 90 Day Fiancé. A tweet I like is from Socialist Sopranos memes. Just talking about all this coded use of DEI. It's a picture. It's Polly holding his hands up, talking to Tony Soprano. He's like, hey, what do I know? It says, all I'm saying, T, is that these people keep saying DEI when it sounds like they really want to say a different word. But fuck do I know? And someone pointed out this would actually be a Syl line. And I do believe that this feel more of like a Silvio Dante line than a Polly Walnuts line. Yeah. So I will agree.
But anyway. I agree with.
At Gabagool Marks. Thanks for that one.
Gabagool Marks. tweet I've been enjoying from the Ben Keeps the Florist at Limitless just tweeted, that's me on the toilet. That's me in the bathroom crapping in the toilet.
Okay.
That's all. She's got my ass.
That's like some back of the bus type fucking joke. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, straight up like like fifth grade. Calling it sixth grade humor is like too highbrow.
Just crappy in the toilet. That's me in the toilet.
In the toilet.
That's crapping in the toilet. Too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just something about it that's so dumb. It's just right at, hits me right in the right spot of my dumb brain. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, is there a song that you think people might enjoy?
Yeah, I found this track by an artist, 54 Ultra. I'm not really sure anything about them. I know they're based out of New Jersey. Okay, so shout out to Garden State. And this track is called Where Are You? And it feels like dreamy bedroom DIY Latin acid elevator music, I think is the only way I can describe this song. Like, it's got this sort of like Hell's Waiting Room, sort of like calypso-y, like DIY instrumental with like really dreamy vocals over it. I don't know. It just kind of has a very interesting vibe. It's Where Are You by 54 Ultra.
All right. We will link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending. And we'll talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.